Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. There is so much going on, and we've got to start with a couple of legal issues. And the only guy that I trust, as you know, with legal issues would be my friend, former federal prosecutor Joe Moreno, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, and on short notice, he's joining us. Joe, I thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It means the world to me.
Yeah, Jeff, it's been a tough week, but I'm always happy to be on with you.
Let us start with the event itself and the aftermath from it. So most of us have seen the assassination. That's the terminology, the correct terminology of Charlie Kirk. The charges are being debated. I, as a former cop, know they're going to be state charges from the state of Utah, but there's also discussion about potential federal charges, and I didn't think that murder was a federal crime. So can you kind of lay it out for us? What is going to be charged, what's not going to be charged, and why?
Sure, Jeff. Well, I think it's almost definite that it will be in Utah state court for the reasons you point out. The vast majority of homicides are state crimes. And frankly, local prosecutors are the ones that have experience in prosecuting murder cases. We don't do that very much at the federal level. So I think for that reason, it's not a particularly complicated case, it appears. And I think it can be done most efficiently and most proficiently in Utah. If there were to be a federal angle, you could probably bring civil rights type type charges. You might be able to do a domestic terrorism charge because of violence that was inspired by political views. So that might be something you could do. I would only think you would do this as a backstop, though, if for some reason the state charges went horribly wrong.
Okay.
But it's a possibility.
Okay, interesting. And the involvement of the FBI, obviously the FBI was actively involved. I don't know if they officially took the lead. I don't know if that always happens. Does that complicate the prosecution for Utah state prosecutors, or is that just, hey, we got somebody else on the witness list sort of stuff?
I mean, it's really the latter. I mean, it's really just a net positive. It's very common for federal and state investigators to work together, law enforcement to partner up. It doesn't mean that the charges at that point are either stuck on the state or federal side. It's really just a positive, really, that they can all kind of share information, share resources. And I got to think it went a long way in wrapping this case up and just, I should say the investigation up and the capture of the suspect in something like 36 hours.
Yeah. 33 hours, I'm told, is when it happened. So I thought that the FBI did an absolutely stellar job. And again, cooperation, state and local officials.
and just just a very, very quick turnaround, and all of the updates through that, really, for me anyway, pretty inspiring.
No, for sure. And I guess I would also add, the investigation, I'm sure, is ongoing. I mean, we have some very early facts about who this individual is and what we think his motivation was and how we think he carried out this crime. What we don't know is we don't know if there were accomplices. We don't know if others knew about this in advance. We don't know if there was some kind of financing. We don't really know where the weapon came from. Mm-hmm. We don't know how he was trained. So I think this is just kind of the tip of the iceberg here in terms of an investigation that I'm sure is still happening, probably including hundreds of people, and it'll continue. So, well, I think we tend to think of these cases as sort of lone gunman ones. Right. I wouldn't be surprised whatsoever if there were others that were complicit in this.
Great points. Joe Moreno is joining us, a former federal prosecutor, now in private practice. You actually see Joe and hear Joe, read Joe on a regular basis, media outlets around the world, as well as his own columns. Joe, what about the timeline? People, of course, watch a television show. The investigation is done in 11 minutes. The prosecution is wrapped up in 5, and we're off to another show. This is going to be drawn out, correct? Being that it's, I would say it's going to be charged in that that homicide category, murder category, and then the death penalty phase. This is not a quick end for this.
No, that's right, Jeff. I think it could be if it turned out that it was a simple murder, if there are no accomplices, if it's basically, particularly if the individual confesses, right? That could be fast. But you're right. If this goes in the direction of a capital murder prosecution, or what they call aggravated murder in Utah, then it will take time. The prosecution has 60 days to even make that election. So even if he's charged today or tomorrow, the prosecution doesn't have to indicate they're going after a capital murder crime for another 60 days. Then the defense gets extra protections. So, for example, then the defendant will get appointed a defense counsel by the state that has specific experience in capital murder defense cases. Then they have 60 days to try to petition the prosecution to basically change its mind. So fast forward then to the trial. So now we're months and months into it. Then if he gets convicted, then you have a whole other process by which the jury gets to hear evidence solely on the sentencing, basically another trial almost. So you have aggravating evidence brought by the prosecution. You have mitigating evidence brought by the defense. The jury and the judge hear all of this. The jury convenes, and then they have to find beyond a reasonable doubt that the aggravated evidence outweighs the mitigating evidence. So basically, it's a whole other trial all over again. So now we're looking into like into next year.
Okay.
So again, a lot depends on whether or not Mr. Robinson confesses and pleads guilty. But if he fights it, it's going to take a while.
Joe Moreno is joining us, a former federal prosecutor. Joe, I asked you to look into the legal process here in the Commonwealth of Virginia for removing an elected official. A lot of states have recall efforts, recall petitions. We don't have that, but there is a means involving the circuit court, as I understand it, where the folks in Chesterfield County who are outraged at these insulting comments from an elected member of their school board, Dot Heffron, who frankly was celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. They do have recourse, but it's not an easy method, is it?
No, you're right, Jeff. And I mean, just first off, hard to believe that someone would have these kinds of thoughts, much less put them on social media, and much less a person who's in education. So it kind of goes to the degree of sort of depravity that some of these individuals have here. But no, you're right. As far as a involuntary removal, there's not an easy path. Usually we look for things like crimes. And so the law in Virginia talks about misuse of office or incompetence, negligence, being convicted of a misdemeanor crime, like selling drugs, basically, or things like that. So it doesn't really hit spot on in terms of something like this, like posting something that's so absurd, something that's so offensive, particularly to children, that a person could get removed. So there's not really a sort of basis to remove someone on the sense of sort of competence or judgment. I guess I would argue in this case that it would be a neglect of the office, but it's not really tied to the office. It's not like they were stealing from the school or something like that. So not an easy solution. I would be one to take it on personally and be more than happy to try to remove a person who's done something like this, but it might not be simple.
There are many people, Joe, in Chesterfield County who have reached out to me and said, hey, I don't know what it is. Do we need a lawyer? Do we circulate a petition? Do we go door to door? And so what would you say to them? Do we need to find a local attorney to take this on? Or can people, I don't know, go to a website and print out petitions that they give to the circ?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Good court.
Well, you're going to want a lawyer. You're going to want a Virginia barred lawyer who runs with this. You're going to want to consult with the government to see if the state would provide any kind of assistance here. But it's definitely not going to be just petitions by civilians. So you'll need an attorney to do this.
Okay. Do you think that the Attorney General's office might be, I don't want to say competent, but would the Attorney General's office have standing to do this? Or would it have to be a private attorney retained by these concerned citizens in Chesterfield?
Well, it's a good question for the AG's office. We have a very competent attorney general here in Virginia. I think it's worth an ask. And you're right. It's exactly the point of standing. And the law doesn't specify if the petition that you're talking about has to come from a civilian attorney or if it comes from a government attorney.
Wow. It is so fascinating, Joe. Here I am. I'm sitting in Hanover County, and I am appalled and disgusted and think it does a terrible disservice to the children in the Chesterfield County public schools, to the teachers, administrators, to the citizens down there. But you know, I run it sort of like run the numbers in my head. I'm thinking, well, okay, so I'm offended and disgusted, but I'm not a resident of the county. So I look at it and think, yeah, a judge would immediately say, thank you, Mr. Katz, you don't have standing.
Yeah, you almost definitely need someone who has some kind of venue, some kind of tie to the venue, some kind of tie to the county. So a parent who hires an attorney, another member of the school board, a member of the school management, a principal, something like that.
Interesting. This is going to be fascinating. Joe, again, I appreciate you on such short notice, jumping headfirst into all of this, laying it all out for us. We count on you regularly. And then these irregular occurrences, boy, you always step up to the plate. And we're just forever grateful.
Jeff, my friend, it's always an honor to join you. And thank you for all you do, sir.
Thank you. That is Joe Moreno. He is a former federal prosecutor, brilliant guy. I'm going to get all the social media stuff listed, regular locations to read his columns. I asked him on the fly to do some pretty heavy lifting, some pretty heavy research. So there you have it. If you're in Chesterfield County, you would be the ones with standing. You in Chesterfield County, you're going to need an attorney to handle this. I don't know the time frame. I really don't. I don't have any idea, but it is incumbent upon people in Chesterfield County. If, in fact, you believe that Dodd Heffron, the elected Democrat member on the school board for the Clover Hill District, has conducted herself in such an egregious manner, celebrating the murder of a young father. Well, there you go. Joe Moreno has laid out your options. 548, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.